Other headlines today. Ray Liotta, dead at 67. Kevin Spacey, faced with sexual assault charges. To break down these headlines, let's welcome back to The Rush, Richard Krause, host of Last Call with Richard Krause and News Talk 1010 contributor. Hello.
Hey, afternoon. How are you?
What a day.
It is a day. The news about Ray Liotta was particularly sad for me. 67 years old, passed away in his sleep in the Dominican Republic while he was preparing to shoot another film down there. And I've interviewed him several times. And, you know, he is one of those people who has an aura about him. You've seen him in Something Wild, where he played a very menacing character on the road to try and hunt down his ex-girlfriend. You've seen Goodfellas, because who hasn't? It's a stone cold classic. It's on television every 5 minutes. And in that film, those piercing blue eyes and that kind of maniacal laugh really cemented the idea of what people thought he was really like. And then you meet him and he wasn't like that. He was warm. He was funny. He, you know, looks you right in the eye. Although I love this quote from him where he says, "There's not a day that goes by that I don't hear somebody mention Goodfellas unless I stay home all night." It defined who I am, in a sense. And it really did. It defined what people thought about him. And I think kind of colored the kind of roles that he did afterwards. But he was a fine actor, 67, not that old. And he was in the middle of a career renaissance, making good movies, once again appearing on television in a show called Blackbird, starring opposite Taron Egerton. So he's a guy who had a lot going on. He was engaged to be married. So this is sudden, unexpected, and very shocking to me.
Well, Richard, it won't surprise you to know that I probably loved Ray Liotta the most in Field of Dreams. And goodness gracious, Major League Baseball plays a game each and every year in that cornfield in Iowa now. I mean, that movie lives on some three decades later, and people probably think most of Kevin Costner with that film, but just another example of his range. I thought he did a wonderful job as Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Oh, he was an incredible actor. That's the thing. I think, you know, when you have a classic all-timer like Goodfellas very high up on your resume, it can be sometimes hard to walk away from that. And, you know, for sure, a number of the roles that he took afterwards, even though he tried to distance himself in a way from playing those kind of characters, a number of the roles fed into that. And I think he got kind of trapped by that a little bit. But the work that he's been doing recently in, you know, movies like The Many Saints of Newark, where he played a similar character, but there was an underlying hint of something else in it. It was a much different character. Or in Marriage Story, the Oscar-nominated film. So it, very different characters, a lot of different kinds of roles for him. What a shame. What an absolute shame.
Richard Krause is host of Last Call with Richard Krause and a News Talk 1010 contributor joining us live on The Rush as we also talk about Kevin Spacey and the sexual assault charges. We were talking about Kevin Spacey today, Richard, and hope that you'd be the one to break down the history of this for this man.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot to break down. So he first faced sexual assault allegations in 2017. An actor named Anthony Rapp, who was in Rent, became a star in Rent. He's now on one of the Star Trek spinoffs. He says that Kevin Spacey sexually assaulted him when he was just 14 years old, and Kevin Spacey was 23 years old. And so that case has been winding its way through the courts for some time and should find some sort of resolution in the next year or so. But meanwhile, after Anthony Rapp, who certainly he was the most high profile of the names to come out to make accusations against Spacey, a number of other people followed. And a number of those people were never taken to court or never brought to court, those cases, because a number of them, three of them, passed away, one by suicide, another by cancer, and then a third was hit by a car. So there's, you know, some intrigue as to all of that as well. So there's a lot of these cases, some 20 other people have come forward and said, yeah, he behaved inappropriately toward me. And so you have a mounting case against Kevin Spacey, although very few of them have been actually proven in court. And now, as of today, there's four more counts of sexual assault in the United Kingdom. Kevin Spacey ran the Old Vic Theatre in London for a number of years and lived in London. And these charges stem from that stint when he was a resident of the UK. So Kevin Spacey very likely will be in court for the next number of years, if not for the rest of his life, fighting these charges and possibly facing the consequences of these accusations.
Yeah, he was in London, lived in London for almost 20 years, as you said. The allegations are from 20 men. 20 yeah. men over yeah. those almost 20 years. It ended
House of... First 911 calls at 11:30.
House of Cards, sorry, we just had something come into our ear. House of Cards ended for him when the initial allegations came up. He was making a movie, I think, as well, All the Money in the World, that was also pulled out appropriately from his feet at that time. Richard, has he been working at all in the last few years?
Would not to any great degree. So the House of Cards debacle cost him a great deal of money. He was replaced in All the Money in the World by Christopher Plummer. They literally just snipped him out of a film and reshot all his scenes. And then since then, he made a movie in India where he played a police officer. He has been cast in an upcoming Italian film, which is not made yet. He's been cast. There's been some talk. There was talk a year or so ago that he was cast in a film with Vanessa Redgrave. As soon as that hit the headlines, she said, absolutely no way. Like, I'm not part of this. I don't know what anyone's talking about. Nothing ever came of that. Now he's been cast in an Italian film, which I understand is in the mode where they are at the Cannes Film Festival right now in what they call the market area. So they're in the business end of the Cannes Film Festival, simply trying to raise money. They want to make this film. And I've been to Cannes, I've been to the market. So what happens is they make big posters that say, you know, Kevin Spacey starring in, and try and use that kind of star power to get investors. That's the phase that's in now. My guess with these new accusations at the forefront, People Magazine has a big article about them. It's news all around the world. This movie will never get made.
Richard, we thank you for your time and appreciate the insight, and we'll talk to you tomorrow for Entertainment Court, Judge Krause.
You're darn tootin' we will. Thanks so much.
We need it. Looking forward to it.